Ride 48 shuttle information. So make sure that you go and check out all that stuff. The breakfast is amazing. It's awesome. You get to hang out with everybody and eat food, and no one judges you that I know of, except for me. I may have judged someone that went and got too much bacon.
I will more than likely judge
you. Big fatty.
Yeah. I'm excited to see his balls.
I mean, no one ever says that. Ew.
Well, you know.
No. So go to pride48.com. What was I going to say?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I may have judged someone that went and got too much bacon.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1717 of the BFO for Friday, the 22th of August, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show. Y'all, I'm at the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty. Hello, callers. Big Fatty, is that like gentlemen callers? That's exactly what it's like. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. Is going well, y'all. Let me tell you. Y'all, after I recorded the little show for Thursday, y'all, one of my gentleman callers, connect with on the Grin Doctor on Wednesday afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty. I never heard back from him. And later on Wednesday night, he said, Herbert Werner, I'm sorry that the Grin Doctor was slow in getting me your messages. I said, well, it's okay. You know, that happens from time to time. Oh, y'all, what is that? I'll tell you that in a minute. And he says, well, what are you doing now? I said, well, I'm just watching TV. He says, well, I could come by in about 20 minutes. I said, come on. And y'all, he came over and it was lovely. Just lovely. So y'all, it was a good way to get started on the big horror weekend. Went to bed. Y'all, I decided I was going to set the alarm for Thursday morning because, you know, Granny and I were going to try to get an early start. And so I set my alarm as normal. And, y'all, I got up and I had my brufkas and my coffee. I had packed the sling into the Ford Escape on Wednesday evening after I had watched the Big Brother, I had all of that in there. So y'all, really, all I had to do was pack my valise, and I wasn't going to do that until Thursday morning after I'd gotten out of the shore. And so y'all, I did that and got everything all packed up. And y'all, I don't think I've forgotten anything. If I have, I've forgotten what it was. Be ready, poor reporter. About 8:30, Granny comes roaring up, and he opened the back. Y'all, he comes roaring up, and he rolls the window down, and I hear talking on his car. He was listening to the little show for Thursday, and it was a horror. So he got to hear about me talking about his soiled granny panties. Be ready, that's still vulgar. Y'all, by the time we loaded all of his luggage and y'all, he has to have his special pillow. Big Freddy, the special pillow. And we got on the road, and y'all, we had no longer left the parking lot at the Fat Cave than Granny goes, I'm gonna have to have something to drink. And I thought, well, okay. And then a little bit, we got on the the interstate. He goes, oh, well, now, Big Patty, are we going to stop and get something to eat? I said, I've already had my brofkas. He goes, I didn't have brofkas. And I said, well, okay, well, we can stop at the McDonald's. And he goes, that'll be lovely. And I was going to get me one of those the dollar iced teas that they have. And so, y'all, we did. It was we went in. Granny wanted to go through the drive-thru. And, y'all, I didn't want to go through the drive-thru. So we went in, and we got it to go. And Granny got some sort of steak and egg and cheese bagel. But, y'all, it had some sort of like green goddess dressing or something like that. I don't know what it was. It may have been somebody sneezed on it. Hey, that's vodka! And anyway, we drove on over here to the Hara Hotel. Y'all, we got in about 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Got into our rooms and unpacked. And, Big Fatty had to, of course, assemble the portable sling in the auxiliary fat cave here at the Hara Hotel. And, y'all, then we were over. We went out to the old cement pond, the old swimming hole. Big Fatty. Big Fatty didn't. Big Fatty hadn't had a whole lot of sun, so I just wanted to get a little color, just a little color. And y'all, I guess we were out there for about maybe an hour and a half or something like that. Now, y'all, I had on my hat so that my skull wouldn't get fried. But y'all, it was just nice, and we just caught up with several folks, and it was just lovely seeing them. And y'all, then Big Fatty said, "I've got to get out. I don't want to become a lobster." And so I got out of the old swimming hole, and I came back into the room here, and y'all, a group, we needed to go pick up someone who was flying in for the weekend. And so, y'all, we all piled in the car about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and off we went to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And y'all, then after that, we had to go by the Kroger. You had to go Krogering. Big Fatty Moose P goes Krogering. He does go Krogering. And so we went to the Kroger, and then came back here to the Hara Hotel. And y'all, I got on the Grin Doctor, and all the hey, what brother? Hey. I'm here at the Hara Hotel also, and you look like you would be a lot of fun. And I said, yes. And I said, come on by. And y'all, he did. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, he's here probably about 45 minutes, and y'all just had a lovely time. And I'm recording now. He's come back a little bit later tonight, Big Fatty. Let's see, what else did I want to tell you? Y'all, I wanted to talk about the Big Brother. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I am recording this prior to the live eviction little show Thursday night. So, y'all, I think Zach is going to be evicted, and he's going to go out and talk to the Chen Bot. And she's going to say, well, Zach, you've got, in just a few minutes, you're going to have a chance to go back into the little house. And she's going to send him off with Hayden and Nicole and Zarkana with the bow tie. That's not her name. Zacosta, or I don't know what it is. And y'all, I think that Zach's going to end up going back in. Because y'all, Jocasta and Hayden have been in the jury house for 2 weeks, and then Nicole came and joined them for a week. And y'all, I think Jocasta, she ain't got a chance of going back in. And I think that Hayden has enjoyed not having the cameras around and just laying out in the sun and having a good old time, and especially enjoyed not having the cameras around when Nicole is there. And y'all, I think Hayden and Nicole are probably just going to throw it and say, Zach, you just go on back in. Thank you for calling. Big Fatty, such a theory. But now Timmy Sims thinks there's going to be a blindside, and they're going to send Cody home. Big Fatty.
hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Fart. It's bacon. Hello, poodle. Hello, squeaky kitty. Squeak, squeak.
Anyway.
Okay, so today I was transferring money around in the bank account, and I like to put little notes on it, you know, and then you check the box from her too, and then I go back and go, well, what'd I do that for? You know, my dead thyroid kicks in and I can't remember. So anyway, it's the week of the fair, F-A-I-R, the carnival, shall we call it the carnival? So anyway, I just put in fair, F-A-I-R. I hit accept this transaction, and I get a message from the bank, and it says, someone may find your word offensive, please try another description. So I just put in front of fair, Brown County Fair, because that's what it's called. This is Brown County that I live in. And it took it. What is so offensive about fair? F-A-I-R.
Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And, dear gosh. Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for calling. Y'all, before I go any further, I'd like to just let everyone know that I have been joined here in the Auxiliary Fat Cave by Granny. Say hi, Granny.
Hi, Granny.
And Granny is listening to Squeaky Kitty. And yes, Big Fatty, and me too. And we're as we record the little show, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we're just kind of preparing for lost wages, because I told Granny on the way over here to the Fat Cave, to the horror hotel, that he would be prominently featured in a episode of the BFO there in Lost Wages. So y'all just go ahead and plan to run on out of the room and get your cocktail refreshed during that part of the show. Big Fatty. But Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I'm glad that you've recuperated from your injury at the fire. As you were telling this story, I thought that you were going to say when the bank said that the word fire might be offensive, y'all. I thought that she had spelled instead of F-A-I-R, I thought she had put F-A-R-T, and so that's where I thought it was going. So and brown fart is not good. Big Fatty, that's what's in Granny's underpants. Miss Bacon, I'm glad that your revised folio entry was accepted by the bank of batshit crazy Beef Fatty.
Boiled peanuts? Peanuts being boiled? At first I thought he said burled penis, which that doesn't make any sense. But then I figured it out. He was saying boiled peanuts. Okay, I just never understand that region of yours. Boiled peanuts. I have questions.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best way?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Peter G. out there in the Oakland, the Bay Area. So nice, I named you twice. And Peter G., what are your questions?
Don't they come out all mushy if you boil them? How do you eat boiled peanut? I'm confused. Never heard of such a thing. Okay, well, you know, I'm from New York. I don't know these things, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm going to be in Orlando for a conference in the middle of October. Boiled peanuts. in the middle of October, and I hear that the Horror Hotel there has declared bankruptcy. They've just pulled the plug on the Horror Hotel in the Orlando. If only there were some kind of touristy things to do in that part of Florida. But no, so... I guess I'll be sitting in the hotel lobby in the Orlando, eating boiled peanuts, and wondering what to do. Okay, thank you, big boiled peanuts. Well, okay, now I've heard everything. All right. Thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Peter G. And we're going to see that Peter G out there at the Pride 48. And Peter G, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. It's lovely to hear your voice. And boiled peanuts, they're a staple here in the South. And anyone who has, in fact, I might, you know, you can get canned boiled peanuts. Maybe I'll bring you a can of them to Pride 48. Yes, Big Freddy, that would be vulgar. Now, Peter G., as far as Orlando goes, that horror hotel in Orlando is not associated with the horror hotel here in Augusta. They are completely separate. There's no similarity. But anyway, there's no Chapter 11 here in Augusta, that's for sure. But, Peter G., there is I'll just throw this out. Take it or leave it. They don't have a Steamworks there, but they do have a similar establishment for gentlemen callers to meet at called the Club. The Club Orlando. So you might want to look into that. Big Fatty, if he does that, maybe he could take his boiled peanuts and share them. That would be lovely.
Hello. Bacon.
I thought I would leave an audible message, but there's water running in the background and dishes being done. So I'm sorry, I can't do that. Oh, sorry, Tom in Chicago. All right. Well, Fart, I think it's that music that you're playing over my messages that makes them inaudible. Is that the word? Okay. And I also think Larry Vader needs his own show art. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you. Thank you so much for the... Oh, Jesus. For the call. It lovely to hear your voice. Oh, and as far as Digger not being able to hear, being inaudible, you know, be kind to the elderly. Just be kind to the elderly, okay? I know you're going up there to the Chicago's, and if you're nice to him and buy him a Bombay Sapphire and tonic, all of a sudden he'll be able to hear again. Be ready. But anyway, as far as the music goes, you can just blame all that music behind your voice letters on the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. You know that had him from Bulgaria, and he is your co. Oh, Dick, I see. Your co-host on that, the Monet's cast. Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Now, you know, as is tradition, when I record the Monday little show, y'all, I may be absolutely smashed. If you remember last year, I started recording and fell asleep for 7 hours and then had to come back and finish recording later. Hopefully it won't be that bad this time. Mark from It's All About Med, I knew I'd forget your celebration of exiting the birth canal today, but y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, let him know. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, it is Big Ricky from the Stinky Orangutans, right, Big Ricky?
You may have judged someone that went and got too much bacon.
Oh, well, I am guilty as charged, the Baconator.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.